We have a scattering of snow showers and flurries across the region this afternoon into this evening. We're not dealing with an organized big storm, but just a disturbance that is bringing us those areas of snowy weather. It will be more organized to the west, though, not because of a storm, but because of lake effect snow that has returned to upstate New York. We have lake effect snow advisories and snow warnings in our far western areas, including the western Adirondacks, Tug Hill Plateau, the western Mohawk Valley, also south to Oneonta. Those areas are expecting several inches of snow accumulation, especially from Utica West. As we work through the next couple of days, those warnings and advisories are in effect at least through early Friday morning. For the rest of us, we're dealing with those scattered snow showers and flurries. It's all being driven by an upper-level disturbance, basically a large whirlpool of cold air in the upper atmosphere, kind of spinning around, and these little disturbances are spinning around that low. So from time to time, we are seeing some snow showers, and the snow is heavy enough to cover the ground or leave a light accumulation in some areas, and that will be the theme as we work into tonight. Temperatures tonight will drop back into the teens to around 20 degrees. Some single digits are possible, especially through the Adirondacks and maybe even the Catskills. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see a rush of cold. So we are looking at temperatures that will be much colder than today. Highs will be mainly in the 20s with some teens in the higher elevations, especially the higher spots west of the Hudson River. A scattering of snow showers, perhaps even a couple of snow squalls will be possible as we go through the day on Thursday. And just like today and tonight, some of those snow showers could leave some slippery accumulations of snow in some areas. We'll tend to favor the higher elevations for the greatest amount of snow accumulation. Moving into Friday, we'll have an Arctic front approach, so clouds will increase through the day, and there is the chance of snow showers, maybe a heavier snow squall later Friday and Friday night. Temperatures Friday will be in the 20s, but following that front, it will be very cold for the weekend. Highs on Saturday will only be in the single digits and teens. Wind chills are below zero through the day, and Saturday night, we go well below zero across our entire area. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low in the teens to around 20, some single digits in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and colder, high 18 to 24. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers and heavier lake effect snow squalls, low in the teens to around 20, some single digits in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and heavier snow squalls from the Great Lakes, windy and colder, highs in the teens to lower 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of light snow or snow showers, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers or snow squall, windy and colder, high in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of light snow or snow showers, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and colder, high 18 to 24. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, a chance of afternoon or evening snow showers and squalls, highs in the 20s, some teens in the mountains. Saturday, partly sunny, windy, and much colder, with highs in the single digits and teens. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.